Okay, let's start our discussion. Brachas Dav Zayin. On Brachas Dav Zayin and Mabez, there's a lot of discussion about names, about Shemos. The Gemara even says already on top, Amar B'yochad HaMishim Rishum B'yachoy, Minayin, the next line, Mijom Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asalamo, Lohaya Adam Shehod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebaz Leah V'odaso. Right, nobody thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah came along and thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the name that she gave to her fourth son. Shenemar HaPam Odeas Hashem. The Torah already reflects the significance of names by giving reasons for names, right? Even from Cain and Hevel, going back in history at the early times. But here the Gemara emphasizes that Leah was the first to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu Hodah. What does that mean? Many Mefarshim explain, but it's based on Rashi already. Hodah means I recognize that I'm getting more than I deserve. Right? Rashi says, Hodis al Chelka Sha'ala Yosir Menacheshbon Hamagiyala. Even more, and that's what we have to recognize, that we get so much more from a Kadosh Baruch Hu than Magiyalanu, and therefore we have to give Hodah. But that already gets us into the discussion of names. Reuven, the Gemara then darshins a reason why he is called Reuven, a different reason that was given in the Torah. But if we continue, the Gemara says on the first wide line, Rus, my Rus, why is Rus called Rus? Just parenthetically, in the book of Rus, probably the names reflect the essence of the person even more than any other sefer, in terms of a graphic illustration, than any other sefer. Boaz, Boaz, Ploni, Almoni, Machlon, and Kilion, right? All these names in Sefer Rus play a major illustrative role in reflecting the person himself or herself. But again, the Gemara here talks about Rus. Why was she called Rus? My Rus. Amar Rabbi Yochanan shezachsa v'yatsim yimenu dor David sherivu lakadosh baruch hu b'shiros v'sishbachos. Rus from the word rava, to satiate, to overflow, that David overflowed and satiated hakadosh baruch hu kaviyacho b'shiros v'sishbachos. So we know all of Sefer Tehillim. And then the Gemara says, Minolan d'shma garim. How do we know that a name is garim, causes certain effects? How do we know that shma garim? That's today's topic. D'amar Rabbi Lazar, D'amar Kra, because the pasuk says in Tehillim, L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem, see the actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher sam shamos ba'aretz, Atikre Shamos Ella Shamos. Don't read it Shamos, but read it as Shamos, read it as names. So see the mifalos, the actions of Hashem that are related to the Shamos. And the Maharsha on our Gemara says one line, which we have to talk about. He says, what does this mean? Shepu'ulos Hashem nimshachim achare Hashem shel Adam shehu garam. The actions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are influenced, are pulled after the shame Hashem, the shame of a person that he was given. So what exactly does the Marsha mean? So there is much evidence that the name of a person gives the person a certain netiya. Doesn't mean that Bechira Chavshis is taken away, right? There are people that have names of negativity and they become tzaddikim, and names of tzaddikim and they become rishoyim. But there is a certain netiya. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Ha'azinu in Ozayin goes through each of the names of the Meraglim and talk about how it affected who they became. The Medrash says, Zachar Yemos Olam Binu Shnos Dar Vador La'olam Yivdok Adam B'Shemos Likro Libno Haroi Leo Sadik. A person should always make sure that the name that they give a child is one that gives the potential to be a tzaddik. Ki lifamim, the Medrash says, Hashem goreim tov o goreim ra. Kemo shematzinu b'meraglim. Like we find the meraglim, and it goes through each one. Shamua ben Zakur. What's Shamua ben Zakur? Ashalo shama b'divrei hamakom. Uki'ilu sha'al b'zichuro. Didn't listen. Shamua, right? He should have listened, but he didn't listen. He had the potential to listen, but he didn't listen. Shafat ben Chori. Shalo shafat as Yitzro v'na'ase Chori min ha'aretz. He was not shofet as Yitzro, and he became a hole in the land. Yigal ben Yosef, al shahotzi diba ala aretz, ne'esaf below ito. It goes through each one of these names. Gadiel ben Sodi, dvarim kashim kegidim. Right, like we know from hard like sinews. So again, it goes through each of the names that are given. Obviously, not the names of Yehoshua and Kalev, because those obviously did not have the effect. But again, there's Bechira Chavshitz always, but there's a certain Netia. We know the end of Gemara Masechah Shabbos talks about the Netia that each person has in terms of his personality traits. If somebody's born under Mars and born under this constellation or that constellation, doesn't say, the Gemara says clearly that doesn't influence Tzaddik or Rasha, but it has a certain Netia to be a certain personality, and one has to make sure that they do everything they can to succeed. The Gemara in Yuma, if you remember, doesn't have Shmagarim, but the Gemara in Yuma talks about how Rabbi Meir was Bodek Bishem. Rabbi Meir always made sure that if he heard somebody's name and there were some questions about it, he was careful. The Gemara there says that Rabbi Meir was traveling with his friends. Rabbi Meir, Pei Gimel Amabez in Yuma. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Havi Ka'azla Ba'urcha. They were traveling. Rabbi Meir Avi Dayak Bishma. Rabbi Meir was very medactic when it came to names, to make sure that, if he was near a person with a questionable name, he took precautions. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Lo Avi Dayaki Bishma. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi weren't so medactic. Kimatula, he duchta, they came to a certain place, Bo Ushbiza, they came to the host. Yavule, they gave things to him. Amrule Mashimcha, they said, what's your name? Amar Luhu Kidor. He said, my name is Kidor. Amar Rabbi Meir said to himself, Shvamina Adam Rashahu. He must be a wicked person, because Kidor reminds us of Kidor Tapuchos Hena. They are a nation that turns away from God. Kidor, from Kidor Tapuchos Hena. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi gave this host their money belt for Shabbos. Ashlima lekisai, Rabbi Meir lo ashlim lekisai. Rabbi Meir did it. He took it and he buried it in a separate place. And the host had a dream that night that he came to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, no, it's nothing. Either way, the next day, what happened after Shabbos? They came to get their money belts, and he said, Lo hayad Rabbi Olam, I know what you're talking about. What's, I never heard of this. Amar lo Rabbi Meir, Amari lo daikisu bishma. Why weren't you medactic? Amrule, Amai lo Amar lamar. Why didn't you tell us to? Amar lohu, Amar damri anach shasha, achzuke mi amri. I didn't say somebody's dafka rasha, but you have to take precautions. You have to take precautions sometimes. Again, everybody has a cheskas kashrus, but you have to take precautions. Remember the Gemara we had in Nida Daf Samach Aleph, right? Gedalia ben Achikam was taken to task because he was told that Yishmael and his buddies and his cronies were going to try to kill him. And Gedalia said, no, he's not. Dalakav schus. I give them the benefit of the doubt. And the Gemara is upset. The Gemara says that Gedalia should have at least been choshesh. Maybe not been machzikim or Russia, but at least been choshesh to take precautions. So that's what Rabbi Meir tells his friends here, and until they work out how to get their money belt back. But again, this shows the relevant significance of a name. So again, the name of an item, even besides the name of a person, reflects the essence of that person. Rav Chaim Vital is quoted in the Shara Gulgulim, if you look in here in the State Sofim, Sefer on Maseches Brachos, he quotes here from the Shara Gilgulim, Ki kishenolad ha'adam, v'aviv v'imo karim lo shema ole bedaitam. When a child is born, and parents call the child a name, eino bakrayu b'hizdamein, it's not coincidental, it's not just stam, what the parents choose. Kasher yala hamazleg, like a fork goes to choose a piece of chicken, that piece of chicken came up. That's not that, we open a book, and that's the name that comes up. No, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sam Befihem Hashem Hahu Hamukhrach El HaNeshama Hahi. This soul needs this name. There's a certain level of Ruach HaKodesh that parents receive when they give the child the name. Kefi HaMakom Asher Chutzav Mishorish Adam HaElyon. There's a certain level, and they tell the story of one of the Rebbes, that one parents once came to a Rebbe and said, Rebbe, what should we name our child? And the Rebbe says, you want to give me that Ruach HaKodesh? We don't have Nevuah nowadays. You know, the little bit of Ruach HaKodesh every once in a while that we're Zocha to, you want to give that away? I'll take it, but I'd rather you have it. I think, if you're going to have that Ruach HaKodesh, you should be able to keep that. And then he quotes, Vashem Azen Yersham Lamala, Ukamosha Kasav, continues the Shraga Gulim, Shmagarim, quotes our Gemara. Shnem Rasher Sham Shamos Ba'aretz, Vashem Azen Nirsham Lamala, Bekise HaKavet. And that name is written on the throne of glory upstairs. V'lachei Rabbi Meir, Dayek Bishma, right? Quotes the two Gemaras that we mentioned, our Gemara here in Brachas Daf Zayin, and the Gemara there in Yuma on Daf Pe Gimel. Adam Harisho knew this secret, that it's not only of people but it's every item in the world. Again, Lashon HaKodesh, we mention often, the Machlokas, Rambam, and the Ramban. Lashon HaKodesh isn't just, there's something special and unique about it. Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language? The Rambam himself writes in Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban quotes this at the beginning of Kisisa. The Rambam says, because there are, quote unquote, no dirty words in Lashon HaKodesh. There's no inappropriate words. Right, there's no for the Aver HaZachar and the Aver HaNakeva. There's no separate word. You call it the limb of the man, the limb of the woman. Bia is called Bia. Right, it just means entrance. And there's no separate word for urine. Meiraglayim, the water of the legs. No separate word for any of these items because that's Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Ramban, no, I don't think that's the reason why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. I think it's called Lashon HaKodesh because Hashem created the world in this language. And Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im in this language. And it's the only language that is not based on what people decided to call things. And that's already based on the pasuk that I wanted to mention, and that's in Parshas Bereishis, where it says that Adam called items to everything. That wasn't just stam an item. I'll call this a table. I'll call this a chair. He looked into the essence of the item and called it its essence. We find that both in the Achronim and the Rishonim. First, we'll start with the Nitziv. The Nitziv on that Pasuk, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud, Tes, and Chaf. It says, "Vayavei Adam Loros Vayikralo." Hashem brought every animal to Adam. "Vakolash Yikralo HaAdam Nefesh Chaya Hu Shemo." Whatever Adam called the item, the animal, that is its name. Hu Shemo. And Vayikra HaAdam Shemos L'Chala Behem Alof. And it says the Nitziv, Masha Yizbonin Ha'adam al Nefesh Chaya Shal Osa Birya Hainu Koach Haruchani Shalo. He saw the spiritual essence of the animal or of the item. Hu Shemo, that is its name. Shal Gufa Birya Afilu Bishah She'enu Mishtamish Bazeh HaKoach. Even if it doesn't use that potential at this moment, Shal Kol Talui B'Koach HaKamus She'notzar Lezu Ataklus Be'is HaTzarech. Because it's all totally on the potential that the item has, and that's what Adam HaRishon saw in the elephant, in the monkey, everything that he called that name, because he saw the spiritual potential of that item. And it's already in the Svarno. The Svarno writes on that same Pasuk, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Tes, says the Vayitzar Shalakim and Adam Kol Chayas Asada, Nasa Lahem Shleimus Tzura Margeshes, Ashel Ozelo Ayamasvik, Oza Koach HaShamayimi, Vayoba La Adam, Leman Yakir, Shahayat Sarich Lenimsa Chadash, Mibali Ein Baale Chaim Dover No Uslavdo. Right, he saw the essence of how the Baale Chaim were going to serve him. Liros Ma Yikralo. Here's the line. Kidesha Yire Vyisbonain. Eza Shem Ra'ui Lakalechan Mehem. Kifia Pu'ula Ham Yuchedes Litsuraso. Based on what Pu'ula is Miyuchad for this Tzura, for this animal, Adam was able to latch onto that and connect to that spiritual power and say, I'm going to call it this. Because that reflects its essence. We don't understand how each one. We could also study Perek Shira, right? The short Perek, which talks about each pasuk in Tanakh that relates to the animals, right? The animals call out this Marabu Masach Hashem and all the psukim. So those psukim also reflect the essence of the animal. Nefesh chaya hu shemo. Hine shmo hore al tsuras balechaya manikra b'shem ahu. Shehi nafsho asher ba hu nimsa b'fa'al. That's the Svarno and that's the Nitziv, again, latching on. So the name of an item, and especially the name of a person, reflects the essence of that person. It's even quoted in halachic contexts. One about a boy, one about a girl. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rachman al-Aslan, in a tragic case, Rachman al-Aslan, what if a boy dies, a baby boy dies before he gets bris milah? Before he has a mila. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Hei, Tinok Shemes, Kodem Sheyagilios Ben Shmona. Right, a child that dies before he gets to be, again, he's quoting this from the Rishonim and from the Kolbo. So Tinok Shemes, but he dies before he gets to be a bris mila. Malin Oso Akivro, Bitsiro Bakana, Chmal Etzlan, but we do a bris mila to the child before we bury the child. The ein mevarchen ala mila. There's no bracha. There's no mitzvah of mila. Aval masimin lo shem. We give the child a name. Lezecher sheyirachamuhu min hashamayim v'yichya b'tchias hameisim. We give the name so that there's the shamayim has rachmanis on him and he lives b'tchias hameisim. Right, so what does the shame do? There's something magical about the name. We give the name. We're about to bury the child. We give the child a name. Often the child's name is given, as I've been involved in cases, Rachamim, right? Whatever the child's name is given. The Baragoli here quotes the end of the Kolbo. It's a cherpa to be buried without a bris mila. But again, continue, and it must be without a name. Let's do without a name. So even in halachic context, we give the name. That is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. That's about a boy. A girl, the power of the name of a girl is quoted here in Hilchas Kvura, in Simin Yaradeyashim, in Shin Samach. The Shulchan Aruch there discusses, what if I have a question of Kedima? The question of, the Gemara talks about this, what if I have a question about a Levaya and a wedding? Right, in the days of old, sometimes there'll be in the same town, there'll be a Levaya going down the street and a Hachnasas Kala going down the street. So, which takes precedence over what? So, Ma'avir Nesameis B'lefnei Akala, the Gemara says, in Maseches Ksubis, that the Hachnasas Kala goes before the mace, because Kavod HaChaim over Kavod HaMeis. But the tour, I'm reading from the tour, and Simon Shin Sama continues, Hameis v'hamila, hamila kodemes. What if there's an entourage going to a bris mila and an entourage doing levayas hameis? So mila wins. Mila wins, because that's the kavod hachayim, so to speak. V'kol zeb she'eino meis mitzvah, as long as it's not a meis mitzvah. Aval mu meis mitzvah kodem lakol, sher yudocha talmud Torah, u'mikra megillah, v'tumat hakohen, v'nazir v'pesach v'mila, v'ein dover shekodem lo b'chol hatorah. Meis mitzvah wins. Fine, there's nobody else to bury. But conceptually, Mila goes before a Levaya. Says the Drisha right here on the bottom of the tour. Nira Lanias Daiti. Demashinogin Kishamlavan Achasim B'Shabbos. Be it Yasim Yisakneses. What if you have an Afruf? You're being Malava the Chasim. Or maybe the Shabbos after, or Sheva Brachos. V'yishkam Tinokas Likra Lashem Kinahug. And you have a baby girl that you're going to be korei shem. You're going to give her a name in shul. Shabbos morning. So you have a chassin and you have a baby girl. Holchin machassin vakala etzal atinokes. Biksas mekomos. Umisham imoim lebeis achassin. What win? The girl wins. The baby naming wins. Why? Hainunami desvir lehu. Dekriyas shem lebanos. Hubimakam kriyas shem dezachar b'shas hamila. The kriya shame of a girl has special power, just like the kriya shame of a boy at the time of his bris. The significance of the kriya shame of a girl, and that would take precedence. But sorry, lak dume to mila kodem lachasan. So if mila beats chasan, so too the baby naming of a girl beats chasan. To mila kodem lameis, umeis kodem lachasan. Achar achnasas chupa. Fascinating that the significance of the kriya shame of a girl. So that is quoted. So again, we have the Shulchan Aruch about the giving the name to a boy, and the Drisha here in Yeredeya, Shin Samach Beis, to a girl. Good, so the significance. Who gets to choose the name? Father, the mother? So, different minhagim, and generally in the Sephardic circles, in many Sephardic circles, it's the father, based on Psukim and Bracious. Based on Psukim and Bracious, we know by the Psukim by Yehuda. Psukim by Yehuda, the Psukim describe how in Perek Lamed Ches, where Er and Onan and those psukim are mentioned. If you look closely at the words, it says, Yehuda took a woman, Vatar Vatele Bain, Vayikra Eshemo Er. He Yehuda. Vatar O Vatele Bain, Vatikra Eshemo Onan. And then she. So it's he, and then she. So if you look in some of the Mepharshim, the Bali HaTosfos on this line, right, so it's he and she, and that's what the Das HaKenim says right here. That's the Kainim says, Kachayim and Hagam. Hayakore Hashem Labano Rishon, Vihi Karashem Labano Shani. He gets the first and she gets the second. So then it should have been that Yehuda got the third one, because if you're switching off. But it says, Vatosav Ova Taylor Bain Vatikrash Moshela. But it says that's Kainim, that's why the Pasuk continues, Vayabachsib Balidito. So he was away. It would have been his turn, but he was away in Ksiv, and that's why it was she, the mother, took that one. But really, it should be father, mother. That's what the Sephardic custom is in many places. And also, obviously, to name after a living grandfather, often that's the Sephardic custom. Ashkenazim generally is the mother. There are early sources to this as well. The Medrash in Shmuel, because it's a fascinating Medrash. The Medrash says that during the days that Chana was davening for a child, this is the Medrash, the beginning of Shmuel, Yakut Shimoni, beginning of Sefer Shmuel, the Medrash says, on Yakum Hashem as Dvaro, B'chol yom v'yom ha'isabat ayin zayin, ayin ches. Everyone wants to look it up. B'chol yom v'yom ha'isabas kol yotzeis Umitfotzetzes b'chala olam kula. There was a bas kol that used to go out from heaven. Va'omeres, asid tzaddik echad la'amod. There's going to be a tzaddik in the world very soon. Ushmo Shmuel. His name is going to be Shmuel. V'kal isha shayse yoladez bein ha'isa motziya shmo Shmuel. And every woman who had a baby used to call their son Shmuel because they wanted him to be the tzaddik. V'kivet shayroa mas ma'isa v'yomrim ein zeh Shmuel. And once they saw how he was growing up, I guess this isn't Shmuel. But all the mothers used to name him Shmuel. V'kivet shenolad zeh v'yom es ma'isav amru kimeduminan uchuzehu. Must be that this is who the Baskel was referring to. This is Shmuel. But again, that's the mothers that were naming. The Rav Moshe writes even that the Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about if Rachmana Litzlan a child dies very young, even before the bris, like that case before. So he talks about the minhag of the mother having the first chus. So Rav Moshe writes in Yoredei Achila Gimel Simin Aleph, the mother keeps the schus if the child dies very young. We don't say, she had the schus, and then, you know, she lost it, the baby died young. She keeps the schus. Haim, Rav Moshe wrote this in 1970 on Chanukah. V'lad sh'nedar sh'nei yamim machar leidoso. V'yata nolad v'lad sh'ni la'orach yamim v'shanim. V'toenes ha'im, sh'schus sh'ishla l'fi minag ha'olam, sh'vlad rishon karu b'shem mi sh'rotzehi mi mishpachto hu yavlad zeh. V'avto en sh'efsidik subasa, pashalani is da'iti, says Rav Moshe. Sh'atzedek ita, l'vad sh'yoser note sh'haya nefel, ala filo miyo yideh sh'ino nefel. Still, this is not something that would transfer over. And he continues, and he talks about the significance, of the naming, but again, the mother gets the name there. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Bracious, in the Emes Liyakov, it could be where the minhag of the Ashkenazic custom come from, the mother, he doesn't quote it, but the Gemara we had back in Maseches Nida, and Daf Nun Hey, the Bina Yisera. Mothers have a certain instinctual connection to a child that even the father doesn't have. The closest connection that a mother has, right, the ima, a special connection, that's the mother that has. I think we mentioned from some of the Bali Machshava that it's fascinating that in every language, right, there's different words for father. Father, Abba, Papa, Feter, right, all different words for Abba, all different words for brother, all different words for sister. For mother, it's all the same shorish, every language. Ima, Mam, Mama. Right, every language, the shorish is mom, ama. That's the shorish for mother. Where does that come from? Emuna, because the ultimate truth and reliance and dependence and the ultimate pure emuna is a mother and a child. Right, the milk and the mother takes care of the child. There's a special connection that's innate in the child connected to the mother. Remember, that's what the Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Noach. Even though women don't have an obligation of the mitzvah puravu, because he writes there Dorachar Darche Noam, a topic of another Be'ez Hashem Lamdus on the Daf Shir, and Hashem won't command a mitzvah that's painful, but Hashem put into them a motherly instinct to want to have children even more than the father. And therefore, the mother has this connection. So Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Vayeshev, Efsha Shekriyas Hashem Zed Davar HaKashur Biyoter Im Rigshoseha Shel Ha'em Mi Rigshe Ha'av. Right, a special connection. He writes, maybe by Yehuda, Bechor is different, because Bechor is always, right, follows and steps into the shoes of the father, so the father has a deep connection to the Bechor, and it should be his right to name the Bechor. But either way, this is Rabbi Yaakov's suggestion that we have here. I forgot to mention before, I wanted to mention the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, when we were talking about the significance of names, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar writes that Hashem first brought all the items in the world to the Malachim to name. It says Perek Yud Gimel, and the Malachim couldn't name them, and that's why Hashem had to bring it to Adam. Yecholam Atem Lamod V'Likra Shemus L'Chol Abrios Amdu V'Lo Yecholu Miyad Amad Adam V'Kar Shemus L'Chol Abrios. That's the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. So it's something unique about human beings who have this power. Even Malachim don't have this sense. Okay, so a lot to talk about when it comes to names. There's a lot in terms of the name after a Rebbe or a relative. In the Torah already, you have relatives. You know, there are Gemaras about naming after Rabbanim in specific cases. The Gemara in Bamitzia Pedala talks about Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Right? He was Metaher many cases of Dam of the women. And they went home and they all became pregnant that night and they all had boys. They all named it after him. Right? Because he was the one that was responsible for all of these, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam Adalid, Rabbi Nassan, you know, advised a woman whose older two babies had a bris milah and they died, wait a little bit, wait till he gets stronger, wait till the blood comes down, and he figures it out, and she names him Nassan, right? So there are, the concept of naming it after ancestors versus naming it after Rabbeim, you know, is both found in the halachic literature. How many names? One name, two names, you know, naming a boy after a girl after a boy, you know, many different other issues come up, but just maybe to end with with Moshe Rabbeinu, the thought that we often like to mention. Moshe Rabbeinu had many different names. The Medrash says that his mother called him this and his father called him that, Avigdor and Avizanoach and Tuvia, and yet the name that stuck was Moshe. Min Hamayim Mishisihu. He was pulled from the water from the daughter of Paro. And yes, I think I heard in the name of Rav Amital, you know, why is that Dafka the name? Out of all the names, such beautiful names, Tovya, right? Avi Gador, my father is my fence. Why Dafka? Is that the most significant name? Doesn't seem like such a major event in Moshe Rabbeinu's life that he was pulled from the water. So explain that water represents the ultimate in conformity. Water takes upon itself the shape of the container into which it is poured. If you pour water into a cup, it looks like a cup. If I pour water into a triangular container, it becomes triangular. Moshe was the anti-water. Min hamayim ishisiyu. He was pulled from the water. He didn't go with the flow. He did what was right because he knew what he had to do. He went out and everybody else was just living and he went and killed the Mitzri. And then he went and got involved. And he went by Midian and he went and shooed away the shepherds. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not go with the flow. Min hamayim ishisi, he was pulled from the water. And he even taught all the Jewish people, all Am Yisrael, that message later on when he pulled all of them from the water. B'shas Kriyas Yamsuf. They had to realize that Jews, we can't go with the flow. Right? We have to sometimes buck the trend. We have to go upstream, like we've quoted in the past also from Rabbi Lamb, the Nunin Hafuchin. Why Dafka Nunin? Why not Lamed Hafuchin? Why not Kaf Hafuchin? Nun is a fish. Nun and Afuchin are backwards fish. Sometimes by Hibin Soha Aron, we want the Aron to travel, we have to be like backwards fish, like fish flowing upstream, and in that way, succeeding in our avoda. So again, even Moshe Rabbeinu's name reflects his essence, and this is a little bit about Shma Garim, as we have this sugya here on Brachas on Daf Zayin. Okay, we'll stop here.